Hey, this is Monty Cook, creator of Talus, Arcana Evolved, and my brand new project, DungeonAday.com. And you're listening to the very cool Talus Evolved, presented by the Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven Podcast.
The Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven proudly present Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Talus, the Night of Dissolution. An adventure for Dungeons & Dragons 4th edition. Following the threads of a hidden conspiracy, six heroes find themselves up against insane cultists, wild chaos magic, and horrors from the primordial days of the world. Urban intrigue, dungeon exploration, and high action span the grand city of Talus, the city by the spire. Join these heroes as they explore a former brothel, the laboratory of the dreaded Surgeon in Shadows, and even secret temples of chaos cults. Can these intrepid adventurers stave off the Night of Dissolution, a dark time long foretold when the slumbering lords of chaos will awaken in their hidden lairs deep below Talus, and bring catastrophe to the world?
Hello, class. This is Professor C.T. Hulu. For our anthropology class, we will be talking about the lovely PDFs available at www.rpgnow.com. Of course, if you go there through CanadianCrusaders.com or VorpalNetwork.com, we get an affiliate bonus. It's so nice that way. So after you have filled out your lovely cards telling me about your next of kin and your deepest, darkest fears, we will have our first pop quiz.
Acrobatics versus reflex. His reflex is a mighty 14.
I rolled a 14.
Woo! So you escape.
In the meantime, Gwen is sipping tea and laughing at everyone.
Back off, bitch.
Amused by it all.
Alright, so now you go, and you didn't get a 15 or better?
I did not get a 15 or better.
Okay.
This is turning into a comedy of errors.
He gets to go again.
It's going to be a comedy of errors.
He's marked by me now.
When he completely regenerates himself, grabbed all the damage we've already done.
He's still immobilized.
By both of us.
I will be Kaya's cheerleading team as well.
Go, Kaya!
Go, Kaya!
You will grab
you're buddy. Our ninja
and you're lady grabbing it.
Thing. What are you?
Ella, you're up. Tim, you will be after Ella.
Right.
Alright, Lance of Faith, again.
Okay, roll it.
Oh, God. 15 versus reflex.
That will hit
him. I need some powers of Hercules reflex.
Yeah, his reflex is total crap.
Woohoo!
Say mighty 14.
You know, there's beats that allow you to modify what you...
Yeah. 13 points of damage! Woo. It's radiant damage!
Woo! Yay. Okay, 13.
Them calling you our ninja. I saw a t-shirt the other day on a, like, 7-8-year-old little girl that said, girls make better ninjas.
All right.
Pretty rocking.
You are up. When you will be after Tim.
Well, as a minor action, I will trigger my freezy death. So he will take... 6 points of cold damage.
Okay.
And then as my action...
Freeze the radiator! Freeze the radiator!
I will cast Magic Missile, and I will get a 20, which will hit his reflex. Actually, 22, sorry.
I will look forward.
Let's see. 11, 15 points of damage.
Alright.
I can do this all day.
Ah! which may or may not mean he can do it all. He's looking a lot worse than he was, though. Even though
you and me, man, you and me, we're just gonna ping him to die. Ping.
Nickel and dime. Ping. Nickel and dime.
All right, that was Tim. Gwen, you're up. You're after Gwen.
Try once more, Eldritch Blast. Right. I get a 15 against Reflex.
That will hit him.
And I do 18 damage.
All right. Kaya, you're up.
Once again,
how about just throw me a friggin' robe?
The minute he's going to throw you a friggin'
barrel. I roll a natural 20.
Okay, crit, that would be good damage.
Okay, so
if you do like additional damage because you disrupted him, you still have to roll that part.
No, I got so that's 15 plus extra.
Crappy,
so three extras, so 18.
Okay. Alright. That's Kaya. The cobble band gets to go. Barrack, you are still grabbed. Roll a save, because you're going over the side.
I got a 17.
Okay. You are now hanging off the left side. His left. That was the cobbled man. Now you get to go. After you will be Sarek.
I will pull myself up.
Give me an athletics roll.
14.
No problem.
Next time he grabs you, just took a bungee cord onto him.
It's time to lean into your giant sword.
Okay.
You've been making your weakness saves?
Yeah,
You made it?
I made it last time.
Okay.
It's just I haven't, been actually hitting him. Okay, so that was a move action to get myself up. I will pull out. What kind of action is it to get something out, basically? Is that a move?
To draw anything is a minor action.
All right. Well, I will get out my 50 feet of silk rope.
Tie it to something. And then
Just throw it down.
Tie it to the crenellation.
Thank God.
And then toss it over for him.
Half the time we're like, I'm going to throw the rope over the side. Okay.
Oh. Thanks.
Okay.
Well, I'd be smart,
No. So now there's room for him. Get back up here.
Yay!
Thank you.
Sarek, it's your turn, then the cobbled man, then Ella.
I'm half tempted to tie the rope to this thing and have you pull.
Yes, just to make it.
Sarek, you're up.
How much can I climb?
You can climb at half your movement rate. You have 30 feet to get
six
up,
squares.
Which is 6 squares.
And I move at 6, so it's going to take me 2 turns.
It'll take 2 moves.
It'll take you 2 moves to get up.
So it'll take
you
your whole turn to get up. Okay.
And basically at that point, you'll be up at the top, and it'll take you an additional move action once you're up there to climb over.
Okay.
So you are back at the top now.
Do I need to make 2 climb checks, or with the rope?
Is it? Those are acrobatics rolls, or athletics, whichever one is based on strength.
Athletics is based on strength. I assume I've got a bonus because I'm on a rope.
Yes, it's a bonus, but it's ridiculous.
I rolled a 20.
Okay, no problem. Make the second roll.
I rolled an 18.
Okay.
Why is it those 20s and 18s are coming when I'm doing nothing?
When you're climbing the rope.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, I rolled 2 20s earlier for initiative, too, so,
Okay. That was Sarek. Now the cobbled man gets to go.
He's still marked by me.
So this time he'll actually try to claw at you. Does a 24 hit your AC?
No.
Okay, he misses. Ella, you are up. Tim, you'll be after Ella.
Right.
Lance to the face. And I'm pretty sure that a 26
hit him. That will hit Terrifyingly enough.
Regeneration.
Tim, you're up. After you will be Gwen.
Right, so I'm still sustaining it, so it's still like, oh, I see
okay.
So 11 points of damage. Yeah, it does. 11 points of damage from that, and then I'll try to magic missile it.
Okay.
Which dice color should I use? I'll use this one. That will hit. Why can't I crit with that? Critting would be nice. 14 points of damage.
And that is enough to drop.
Yeah!
Yay!
He finally drops.
Reach into that nastiness and get the other half the key.
Okay, he is in fact wearing it on a chain around his neck. We now have both halves of the key.
Yay! Stupid. I keep him in my head. So much.
He was a noble creature.
Not really. No, not.
Defending himself to the end. No. Hands like. Drop.
Go into his little room and search it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the icy hand starts dragging him up the tower.
Okay. Did you kill it?
What
yes.
are you doing, Tim?
I'm going to get rid of it.
He's playing.
Get rid of it now.
Well, we'll take it back to the church, and they can do whatever they do to make sure it never comes back. Yeah, that's the story I'm sticking to.
Tim, let it go.
Right, let it go up here.
Tim, let it go here.
Fine.
Why do you want this thing, Tim?
Because it's cool.
It's not cool, it's horrifying.
And when we fight another
Tim,
one...
You get upset when people call you evil?
I'm not going to build one. How many undead have you studied, by the way, so you would know how to kill them?
It's not...
Well, it's more trial and error, really.
Right.
The way I do it.
In this case, I'm going to study it, figure out how it works, and we run into another one, which we will. I'll be able to go, hey, you should hit here, and it'll die. If I create a flesh golem, or five, then you can tell me to stop.
If I create a flesh golem, or five, I'm going to kill you, Jim.
That seems fair.
You want to take a look at it? That's fine.
Get it down here.
Get it in the bag.
How much weight does the bag hold?
Not enough for him, so I'm going to have to pack off a couple chunks.
Okay. It's probably a good 300 pounds.
You don't want me to do that down there.
You have to pick your battles. You really do.
I know.
I'm not going to argue with them over this.
I'll hack up
and
a big
we accidentally hurl Tim into the bag of holding.
I'll take as much as I can for study purposes.
Away at that point. How's that?
And I'll fling the rest of it off the top.
I'll go in and start searching the rooms.
All right. Oh my. Poor Cobblepin.
I will go with Kaya and search.
I suppose I will join the
club. I will take five and burn a healing surge. Yay.
Yeah, well, I will.
How the hell did he get powerful?
What is a power tool?
I don't know.
It has batteries.
What's a battery?
I think for him, a power tool would be Bigsby's hand going...
Yes.
Bigsby's hand with a handsaw.
A dull dagger.
Yes.
Out in the Cobbled Man's lair, you find remarkably few bones, like from dead animals. It looks like either he ate the whole thing, or he didn't eat much. You expect to find a certain amount of feces. Either he processes it all, he doesn't eat very much, because there's really not much there. I mean, the area is filthy and it's stacked with, like, some larger bits of garbage that he's managed to get up there to make a bed. But there really isn't anything valuable there.
See if Ethan's warmer than I am.
I like 20 points.
28 on Arcana.
My hands are warm now. If I leave my marks.
This is something different.
Okay.
Not as much.
You will spend some time.
Okay.
Stop it!
I left white marks that time.
Unfortunately, I don't have minions yet, so.
You do, they're just in the crate.
Possibly.
With your dead master.
That's where I kept you guys. Oh, you ate him.
Oh, shall we go downstairs and...
Yes.
Basically, let's see.
Can we tell... Can we? Are we sure that everything is done? That we've gotten everything? We probably should go back to the priest and talk to him to make sure that he can tell that there's...
Well, the chaos spirit is still down in the basement.
Yeah,
basically, there's a trap door up here that leads up. You can either go up or down.
Yeah. Well, Tim's up on the roof, so okay. I mean,
you go up and upstairs.
Hi, Tim. Let's
see. Here, have a tinglefoot back.
I need to make room.
Here, hold this.
These weigh a lot. Oh,
come on, Tim.
It's the top of the Western Tower. You're almost 70 feet above the ground. There's nothing really terribly interesting up here, or, well, other than Tim seems to be hacking the cobblestone.
I'm using goggles.
Pieces.
Oh, God.
It's kind of difficult to get him in the bag.
Here.
There's all sorts of unidentifiable liquids.
I don't think this creates his regeneration.
I don't have any smell sense right now, so I'll help Tim. Why not?
Sweet! Hold this!
Okay. Alright, so I'm going to go back and talk with the...
Mind me never get the training.
I'm going to roll and see if I know what he's
doing. Okay.
And where are you going with this?
I was going to go back to hang out with the cleric.
I rolled a
26 for Arcana. Do I know what he handed me?
This, whatever it is not magical.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just...
It's just me. Okay.
Is there any sign, has anyone seen any sign of the other half of this key that we need?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, you got it. Okay. And let's go back down.
We should go down.
Let's go back down to the priest. I'm thinking want to go in fully rested.
You hold the bag open. I'm going to jump up and down so we can get into the bag.
Go in fully rested.
No, I got the parts we needed.
Oh, okay.
And then go deal with this chaos spirit in the basement.
Okay. So are you going down the ladder?
I'm
going down the ladder. You're going to head back to talk to Tom Hill?
I thought we were going to stick together.
I'm thinking we need to stick together on this.
So if we go down the ladder, we should all go down the ladder.
It's going to take you a little while to deal with.
She's here with me.
It's true. She can help.
We'll get some tea going.
We'll get it done. That's right. We'll brew some tea or something.
Or something.
Get down.
This literally tastes like tea.
And,
what did you put in the tea?
It's okay. Really.
The cobbleman has been...
Wait, you don't have a taste.
Bones. Yes, I do.
And even then...
I have no smell right now.
Again, there's just not much. Either he's not eating much or he's eating everything. Because there are, and frankly, the only bones you find down here are rat bones. Let's see.
Really, the only thing I care about this dude I'm hacking up is his regenerative powers.
Okay, you get some choice bits.
Because everything else is just kind of messy. He won't let me make a flesh golem anyway.
Go ahead and give me a perception roll.
No. How you build it is evil.
Yes.
The actual creation is just... You could misunderstand.
Oh, come on. Okay. 20.
You find a very old, yellowed book kind of under a pile of bones.
It's a yellow book. Can I read it?
It's a yellow book.
That's the yellow book.
Nothing bad ever happens to reading book.
No, never.
Out loud.
Out loud.
Well, let's
see.
It is a book of prayers, specifically to Lothian.
Oh.
He does it to make sure he can.
About halfway through the book, there is a particular prayer circle that is a prayer of protection.
Okay. He was actually, like, the story, though, said he wasn't necessarily evil, per se, because he was talking to that chick. The guy we just hacked apart. He was crazy.
Well, he's gone now, so what difference does it make?
He did attack first.
Because we knocked on his door. Obviously, he's nuts.
We'll take the book and give it to
I would consider what we've given him as something more than better than the situation he was in.
Next time, yell pizza delivery.
Yell land shark.
Land shark!
That'll bring it up.
Housekeeping!
We'll ask him when we see him. Do we find anything else?
That's the only interesting thing.
Okay. Then I say we go back up and see Tim and Gwen are done. And
okay. Yes, they're done. They're covered in interesting...
Cleans! Oh, yeah, clean.
Thank you.
And then we'll go back
to all right. Okay, so you give the book to Ella? Mm-hmm. Okay.
What'd you find?
Found an old prayer book with a particular protection spell circled.
Mm-hmm. What kind of protection spell?
It's
not a spell.
It's a prayer. I'm sorry.
Oh. It didn't suck out your brain?
What kind of prayer? Mm-hmm.
It's a Lothian. Mm-hmm.
It's a book of prayers devoted to Lothian.
Yes.
It's very, very old. It
poor
looks like, in your experience, you've dealt with many priests of Lothian. The traveling priests all carry a similar book. This one is obviously much, much older. So you've never seen one quite like this, but you've seen similar ones.
Is there knowledge religion?
Sure.
Oh, that's not going to help. Yeah, that's only a 14. That's not
24 religion.
Typically, it's a book that you find on almost any priest of Lothian will have this book. In their possession. If they're a traveling priest, they carry it with them. This is where they different prayers, like when they need to perform, when they're asking different
book.
Ceremonies. You know, this is where they get the different prayers for the different ceremonies. Just stuff like that.
All right.
There is, flipping through it, there's one particular prayer that is circled. It is a prayer for protection. It's the only one in the book that is circled.
Well, let's go back to Tanel. Talk to him about this book, and then I say we should rest up, and then we can go deal with the lovely Chaos Spirit, the big fat dude in the basement.
Yeah.
The creepy fat man in the basement.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, what time is it? Is it 4:30.
4:30.
Okay, you get back to Tunnel. Tunnel is... extremely pleased to see the book. He says, I haven't seen that in years. That was mine. And he's sort of fascinated by it.
We notice that one of the prayers is circled in here.
It's my favorite.
Your favorite?
Is there a reason why it's your favorite?
Because, it's a prayer of protection.
Ella?
It helps protect them.
Ella, would you read it?
Would you allow me to do so?
Certainly.
All right, I'll read the prayer.
Okay. You read the prayer, and Tunnel glows a little bit brighter, a little bit brighter, a little bit brighter. He is no longer there.
That's sad.
Not really.
He said it was his favorite.
His favorite. Obviously, what
you
his spirit
like
needed to.
You feel like
Connell
has now moved on.
Yeah, no, it's sad because we didn't get a chance to say goodbye. That's why it's sad. It's not sad that he's now been able to move on. That's.
No. I think he knows. He knows.
Yeah. I'm sure that he's fine. I know that he knows that we'll finish his work here.
Well, I would say let's rest up, and then let's go deal with the fat dude.
Yeah.
Yes.
Stupid fat man.
Jake and the fat man.
Jake and the fat man.
We should definitely keep watching.
We just killed Jake.
Just killed Jake. Where's the fat man?
Where's the fat man?
Chaos is the key.
Yeah, yeah, shut up.
We don't have the key yet, so.
Stupid fat man. Actually, we do have the key now.
We only have one half of the key.
No, we got,
no,
the,
we got the second half from Radana.
Oh, yeah.
The phasing stupid.
The phasing witchy thing.
Witch,
yes. Okay.
Who is lidded? We hope.
Alright, so shifts.
Yes, we should set up a watch.
We really should.
Right. He'll be taking
take
last one.
I'll take first shift.
I'll take second.
I'll take. How many shifts are we doing? Four?
Four, I think.
Three, yeah.
Sam, you dream about hunting mice.
Seems fair.
I'll take last watch. How's that?
I still think his name is Mister.
I'll do first with Al, I guess.
For now, his
right,
name
third.
Is Al.
Do you want to do third?
I'll do
or
third.
Or bird.
Okay, who's on first watch?
Ellen, me.
Okay. All right. First watch passes. Second watch.
I'm on second.
Second watch. About an hour into second watch. I assume, well, how long are all these watches?
Well, 8 hours divided by 2.5 hours each.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's got to be long enough for...
I'll go 3 hours each.
Okay. At the very end of about 10 minutes before the first watch is over, you hear, "Come to me." Okay. And then about 2.5 hours into the next watch, you hear, "Chaos is the key."
Hello, while in her sleep, says, "Shut up, idiot."
And at about almost the end of third watch, "I must pee." And at just about the end of fourth watch, "Chaos is the key."
Huh? Oh, yeah.
At that point, we'll take a brief break.
I want the cookie.
And get rid of all of them because we'll just go down to level one. If that's actually in there.
Why does my staff always burn?
I don't know. Why?
I don't know.
You still rolling or not?
Still rolling.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Alright.
Part of the floor is peeled up.
That's where the statue is. Oddly enough.
Hiding under the piece of the floor.
You guys get down there. And he is apparently waiting for you because he's got a panel open in his belly and a disc-shaped key hole right there.
Has he finally put a kilt or something on?
Nope. It's alright, he's got a bad case of Dunlap. So basically, unless you go looking like Gwen did.
Not much to see.
Okay,
he's compensating.
Okay, you put him in there, and it rumbles for a second, and you could swear that the statue actually smiles a little bit. And then it shifts to one side.
I'm going
to
look around for a large rock rolling our way.
You throw me the idol, I'll throw you the whip.
That's right.
No.
Dimensional doors.
Yes. fascinating. No large rock, but it does, as it opens up, you kind of get this kind of puff of cold, stale air that is filled with a rotting smell.
Fabulous. Do you want to send your bird down?
I see everyone go.
With a nice iron ladder.
That's awesome.
Looks like it goes down. Let me double check this, but I'm pretty sure there is no light down there.
Mm. Right.
Sweet. Light. Crack a cheese stick.
Oh yeah, crack a sunrod.
Throw it out there.
Down. Send the bird down.
That's right.
Actually, light. It's an owl. It should have night vision.
It drops
should have low light
feet.
Vision, I think.
It does.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So it doesn't eat butter.
Allow me to... All right, it actually drops down about 30 feet into... it drops about 30 feet down into... and it hits a stone floor. And there's a ladder that goes all the way down. You can't see anything else from where you are.
Drop a sunrod down, mm-hmm. and then we send the bird down.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I inform him to fly as far as he can without getting out of range and look around like as he flies.
Down there, and this is where we'll have to get a little bit creative, because this actually map does sort of double duty. What you see when you fly down there, specifically.
Your normal temperature. Normal human temperature.
Basically, with low light vision, this thing can see.
I'm not here.
And just fine in dim light, right? So.
Yep. And there's plenty of light coming from that. So.
Well, meaning it can I think that means the dim light's probably going to get to about here if we drop the sunrod here.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's why we're going to need to get a little creative, because the way this actually works is it drops down, and that room is actually two different rooms. There's also a hole in that floor, but it's covered by something. So the top of it is that whole room.
Oh, okay.
And the bottom one is that wiggly room. Okay? So when you fly down in there, you see this, what is it, 5, 10, 15, 20, 20 by 30. Yep, basically a 30 by 30 room.
The sun
will
light up that room, yeah.
Yeah, so you see this sort of 30 by 30 room. And this there's this, what looks like this hole in the floor, but it's covered by something very weird looking. It looks like it's some kind of like membrane covering it. It's stretched very, very thin.
Okay.
But around the room there are five figures, one of whom is really big.
I have a giant somewhere.
Perception. Well, we're not down there, just the bird is.
Yeah, the bird's down there.
Jeremy,
I could roll a perception.
Yeah, but the sunrod's down there.
Yeah,
so.
Tim with the 4 bajillion.
We wouldn't be able to see with the sunrod down there.
Well, the thing is, we're standing up top. I mean, I don't know. How far down is it? 30 feet?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about 30 feet.
We should be able to see this
little hole. Yeah.
No.
Okay. What you see when you come down
Dear God.
Oh, well,
no, that's
creepy.
It's the Iceman and...
The Tin Man and
the... Tin Man, yeah.
And the Scarecrow.
The Silver Surfer and...
Death.
Ooh.
Death! No, Grandpa, that's just... Great.
Okay. The big one is a really ginormous zombie.
Oh, how quaint.
It's got to be 10 feet tall. It's huge. The ones that look like mummies...
We're 20 feet out of reach. Okay.
10 feet out of
reach. ...are actually... Let me make sure he's actually large, because I think he is. Yes, and he does actually have reach. The ones that look like mummies are corpses, but it looks like everything down there has this layer of frost on it. But occasionally, a tiny chunk, they're like, they're corpses, but they're kind of open at the rib cage. And out of the bottom of the rib cage, every now and then, a just tiny chunk of something nasty drops.
Oh.
The two ones that look like death, you can see, or your owl can see, cold kind of radiating off of them. And that's where all the cold is coming from. And everything down there is covered in this light coat of frost.
Mm. Yay!
They do not react.
Grenade? Alchemist fire, anyone?
I have a fireball.
He has fireball down there.
Yeah.
Well, what is that, though?
What's the first thing that happens?
Daily or an encounter?
It's a daily.
What's the range?
Well, he rested, so he's got everything.
For the record, the ladder actually drops you right about here.
We don't actually know if those guys are... They're not moving, though.
They are not moving. And from the frost, it looks like they haven't moved in quite a while.
I can throw it within 20 squares, so...
It's 30 feet down, so that's, what, 6 squares down, so...
Do we want to warm them up?
But we don't know if... Obviously,
de-thaw them?
It's up to you if you want to toss fire down there. I mean,
seems like the
I think it's pretty
statues.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more than likely if we go down there, they might come alive. If we break that membrane, it might come alive.
That's right.
I would be more.
I think we're gonna.
I would be more.
Of course, this could also be the GM just laughing at us, going, "They're the statues."
I would be more apt to like throw alchemist fire or something to see if they move.
They probably each have a key that you.
Yeah,
have
let's
to
try
have.
That first before we start lobbing your heavy stuff down there.
All right, I'll try to toss alchemist fire down at the. All right. Big
how
one.
Much of a splash does alchemist fire do? Was it a burst one?
Mm-hmm.
Area burst one.
The place where you can drop it, unless you have some other method of doing this, just dropping it down the chute, it will land here.
It won't be enough.
The burst one won't actually hit anything but the membrane.
Can we hang up?
Well, what I mean, it's a big hole in the floor, right? Can we?
It's about a.
But is it like
5 foot hole in the floor?
It's a hole in the floor, and then to an open room, right?
It's
or
a shaft.
It's a big shaft.
Okay. It's a shaft that goes down and then opens up.
Then opens up. How deep is the shaft?
The shaft goes 20 feet. 20 feet down before it opens in.
Too much talking. I cast fireball.
How big is the fireball?
You could just give it to your
little, hand.
Your hand thing.
Doesn't have the range.
What's the range?
The mage's hand. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have the range.
What's the range on it?
Let's see. 5... And it can go... It can move up to 5 squares, then it disappears.
Right, which is 25 feet.
And I thought the shaft was like 30.
The shaft is 20 feet, and then there's another 10 feet to the bottom.
So theoretically, it can go 20 down and then 1 over.
Well, then I'll do that. Okay. And then he'll drop it by disappearing.
All right, so basically you can...
Put that back in your pile.
This is where the... This is where he comes down, right? You can move 1 square...
I want to throw it at the big dude.
So I'd say 1 square moves
that
diagonal so you can at least try to get those 2. All
right. So you're going to drop it here?
That works.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
So
you drop it. What kind of hit rolls is required?
Plus 4 versus reflex.
Okay. Roll them.
All right.
Roll
11. All right. First one would be a 23... the other would be a 15-18.
Both of those will hit. Go ahead and roll damage once.
It's D6, D6 fire damage.
3.
Do we see or hear
movement?
The owl's still down there, so...
Sorry, hold on, 3 points. brain malfunction. Okay, 3 points, no problem. One dude takes damage.
Any movement?
The two other zombies take more damage. It seems like they... Or, I'm sorry, not the two other zombies, the one other zombie. You drop it, and they light up pretty good, but no movement. They burn, and you can smell them burning.
Oh, they are burning?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then I toss a fireball down there.
Will that cover everybody?
It probably will.
It's a burst what?
Burst of a whole lot of crap. It's a burst 3.
Okay.
So that should hit...
It'll hit the whole room.
Mm-hmm. It'll hit the room.
And some of it will come shooting up the...
up the shaft.
Up the shaft, but not enough to... because it'll be a burst 3, that'll go 2 up, or 3 up. Mm-hmm. So it'll basically flame up the shaft a little bit.
Burn for
is
it!
Is the bird still down there?
I'll have it move. I'll move back up. Well, all you do is fly that way.
Watch out, birdie!
Well,
or he could
no.
just
no.
He'll be caught.
He'll be caught.
He'll be
whoops.
In there.
That fireball is actually gonna.
He's still new to me.
The whole room.
It needs to come back.
Oh no! Could he fly?
Couldn't you have him fly back to room.
No, I said I cast fireball. I'm like.
We smell something like fruit.
Oh wait! I had a bird down there.
Oops. Roll 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7
tables. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The gold one is the big dude.
Okay.
The two purpley ones are the skeletal
death
dudes.
The death dudes.
Okay. It's a whole lot of nothing. Let's see.
Okay, let's start with one of the skeletal death dudes.
Skeletal Death Dude 1, 22 versus reflex.
That'll hit.
Okay. Second creepy dude.
Second Skeletal Death Dude?
21.
Also will hit.
Alright.
First.
Zombie?
First corpse.
Okay. 20.
20 will hit. Second corpse.
16.
Will miss.
Okay, he takes half damage.
Third corpse.
14.
Also miss.
Half damage.
Big brute.
13.
Miss.
Half damage. Okay.
Okay, so roll damage once.
Yeah. That's a lot of nothing either. Let's see. 8. 14 fire damage.
Okay.
The guys that I missed still take half, though.
Does it sustain?
Did you
not this one.
Did you make it a jack roll on a bird?
It doesn't matter. He just cooks.
Yeah, do roll one for bird.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
what
if
is
you
the bird's
defense?
Well, no, but if... Oh, that's right. If I miss...
Did you crit the bird?
No, I didn't.
Because that would have been awesome.
Oh, sweet. I missed.
You
my
missed
bird comes...
The bird takes half damage.
And actually, he can't because he's a minion.
He can't because he's a minion. Okay.
So he comes dancing out and he doesn't poops on my head.
Alright, so.
Ass!
Oh my god!
How many did you say?
I said 14 for the guys who took full, okay. Half damage for the other three. And I'm like looking at the fireball going, well, that was pansy.
What kind of
okay,
fireball
now,
was that?
It happens, burned, it happens to every mage, it's okay.
Is there burn damage afterwards?
No. The fireball doesn't
so
keep going.
One,
yeah, it's like
okay.
Just a sudden.
It used up all the oxygen, so it can't keep going.
And it also burned open
the membrane.
And you feel another blast of even colder air come up.
Well, I'm done.
So a blast of colder air after the blast of exceptional
all right,
body.
Well, I think we're going to have to get this party started somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a ladder, you say?
Yeah.
I will go down there.
Alrighty.
I will follow.
Everybody should go ahead at this point, and let's make initiative.
Did the ladder save?
The ladder is fine.
What kind of range is it for down there, though?
It's 20 feet
okay.
through the, down the shaft, 30 feet to the floor, which is 6 squares.
Kaya.
Okay. So I could reach.
Yes. But your visibility is limited.
10.
10.
Roll like that one
pretty much because it's a 20-foot down shaft.
Barrack.
22.
Gwen.
5.
Sweet.
25.
Nice.
With your modifier?
With her
modifier.
I'm not using the thing yet.
It's no, I meant hers.
The bird and I are talking, apparently. You can put one again, really.
You rolled a 1?
Yes, I did. I suck.
Well, get the 1 out of the way now.
True.
Well, give us a chance for everything to get out of the way so then I can maybe do something wrong.
Maybe you two need to go dice shopping. Let's see how this one. I'm not trying to use that one.
Okay.
Maybe we'll switch.
Let's just try. That's all right.
It's yours. Oh, they can't count dice through.
Okay.
Chessex.
All right. Kaya, you're actually first. Are you waiting for? Are you going to go down? Or are you going to wait for? Are you going to go down the ladder, or are you going to wait for a repair?
I'll just go down.
Okay. You can go down the ladder. Going down the ladder takes a total of 6 squares of movement. Do you have 6 squares of movement?
Yes.
Okay. Now down to the bottom of the ladder, you may place yourself as such.
I cannot reach myself.
Where is yourself?
They're all here.
What?
There you are.
Except
do they move?
They look like they are going to move, yes.
Then
come back on the ladder. Come back
off the ladder.
They're
on the ladder. Off
my
the ladder.
Dimensional door.
Let's see. If I climb down 3 and fall, then I've still got 3 of movement to climb back up. Right.
Sadly, I can't move over adjacent any of those without movement. So. I will stand there like a chomp and wait to get hit.
All right, well, the downside, you get down there, and let me make sure.
You get to play zombie bit.
You get down there, and you take 5 points of cold damage.
I take 4 points, because I have -1 to environmental damage.
All right.
Ooh. Cool.
Son.
Alright. Though for the record you would still take 5 because this isn't coming from the environment, this is coming from the effect.
Really? Even though it's cold?
It is a magical effect.
Good try though.
Later on when she's down to 1 hit point.
Yes. So swear and call me a carpet bagger.
She's already swearing and calling you a carpet bagger. It's just on the inside.
But it's still your turn. You have a standard and a mind move. So what are you
doing? You can charge.
Yeah. I will charge the mummy dude.
Okay. The one right in front of you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
I realize it's kind of late to do this now, but we do have the equipment we did to kind of divide up from last session.
Mm-hmm.
We should have maybe seen if some of that would have helped us here.
Yeah, we've got still from session 14, 15, right, 16, and then 17.
I think most of that stuff has been divvied up, I thought.
No, I meant the 17. Did we divvy that stuff up?
Not yet. There was, well, we know
you have the battle harness.
Yeah, we did divvy up that. Okay. We just haven't divvy up the money.
Yeah, the money.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. I've got all the money over here accounted for, so I think I'm the one keeping track of it.
Yeah, I was thinking, except for magic stuff, we just sell all that stuff when we get out and just...
13 damage.
Because really, I can start making...
Like community pot.
We do for both alchemy and magic items.
That's what I've been keeping track of.
Next up is Sarah.
I was.
Are you going to
wait? Well, yeah, we'll see.
Are you not going to wait?
I'm not going to wait, Barrack.
Okay.
Barrack's too slow.
I'm coming.
Okay. No. As a minor action, I'm going to use my cloak of resistance before I start down.
Okay.
Then I'll climb down.
Okay. Okay. You have a standard action left. You take 5 points of cold damage.
That not with the resist 5.
And you take 5 points of cold damage.
Uh-oh.
And now you have a standard left. So you can charge, or you can move again, or you can do whatever. Keep in mind that when you charge, you have to go in a straight, more or less straight line.
Oh, you have to move. Yeah, you have to move 2 squares, at least, before you hit.
Straight dish. But you can charge almost anybody.
And
also keep in mind that this other hole is now open.
Right.
So don't go that way because you fall down and go boom.
In a hole.
There, go down the hole.
See, now you can start sliding people. There's no correlation over here.
That's true.
Can we make him bounce into the wall?
Okay.
Oh, and for the record, next time should chucking people about come up, I will probably, instead of just letting someone chuck you, I will probably start making them make strength rolls to do so. And they'll have to hit it'll be a strength versus fortitude to actually fling you over the balcony. So, what are you doing, Sarek?
And charge basically gives you a melee basic attack.
Yes. Not yet.
Actually,
what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to use my magic item creation and turn it into something creepy but not gross.
Is that a flesh mask?
Yeah, I'm thinking like a, I don't know, creepy demon mask or something.
What, you don't want to wear a bleeding mask of human flesh?
No. That seems,
you don't want to look like Michael Myers?
No.
That's gross. It's gross on so many levels. That's nasty.
You're holding on someone's face.
First time? Are you down? Did you two need to be alone?
Literally, it looks like they just got skinned.
And
moving along.
That, or I'm going to try to sell it at some merchant.
New basic, that would be AC 27.
Yeah. Okay, which one are you attacking?
This guy, because that's the only one that he's
attacking. I don't know, it's pretty cool, though.
AC 27.
I just can't wear it the way it is.
Against him, we'll hit.
I look like Hannibal Lecter.
You kind of... Alright, okay. You charge in, and you're still going to get your attack, but you take a minus 5 to it. So what's the AC now? It's 27, it's down to 22?
22.
Okay, that will still hit it. But now that you're close to it, the smell that was bad when you were upstairs is worse, and it's emanating from these things. So as long as you are within one square of them, you will take a minus 5 to
hit. Roll puke reflex.
Oh, lovely. This will be fun. How about we just plug
so, 22 does hit him, though.
Me and their basic would be 9 points.
Crap
damage.
9
points?
9
points.
Okay. All right. That was Sarek. Now the Chillborn zombies gets to go.
Oh, great. Oh, yeah, you've had fun with these before.
Yes.
Don't they explode?
I think so.
A frightening number of zombies actually explode on death.
Which, you know, if I was going to be an evil necromancer, all my zombies would explode.
Hell yeah.
Especially in a city of gunpowder.
I think that's fair.
Okay.
To conjure something, I don't need my hands for anything pretty good. To conjure something. To do any of this, I don't need my hands for
this one's going to move up and try to attack you. This one's going to step forward.
This one's
going to
attack.
Okay.
Which I don't know if I have line of sight yet.
Yeah, so,
don't know. No,
first one attacking Kai.
Down.
Yeah, because I was going to sit up here and magic.
Does a 21 hit your AC?
6 squares of movement to get down to the bottom.
Okay. It misses you, and it is bitterly, bitterly cold. And you can, if you couldn't tell before, that that's where the cold was coming from. It gets even worse when he steps closer.
If you go down the shaft and just sit on top, and sit on the ladder right at the top of the 10 foot, the only thing that would be able to hit you is the big dude.
Does a 19 hit your AC, Sarek?
No.
All right. He misses you. Beric, you're finally up.
Right. I go down the ladder.
Do, 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 do.
And that takes a double move, technically. And
you can run.
I go down the ladder.
Down the ladder.
So basically, when I land, that's one movement out of four. And if I can, I will move the other 5 feet up and charge the big dude.
This one will get a swipe at you.
Meh.
So. Also, as soon as you basically hit the ground, you take 5 points of damage.
Oh, darn.
Because you come into the ice... You come into the...
Darn. I don't know what I will do.
Okay. Does a 29 hit your AC?
Yes.
Okay, you have to move yourself back because you are immobilized.
Okay! Never mind.
Take 7 points of damage and become immobilized.
Great. I'm not really sure what to do on this one.
Now the zombie hulk gets to go.
Except the girl, like throw down more fireballs.
Well, I still have a minor left. I'll go ahead and neck that.
I don't have any fireballs.
So Zombie Hulk gets to go, and he moves forward.
Hulk. Oh, he should have used the Hulk.
And Zombie Hulk.
We have a Hulk.
Anything that big?
Yeah, he's still better. He's a Hulk.
Zombie Hulk smash! Actually, he doesn't even need to move up. Move it back.
Yeah, he has reach.
He has a reach of 2.
Now,
Zombie Hulk smash! Does a 27 hit your AC, Beric?
Yes.
Ouch.
It's nice knowing you.
Yeah. But hopefully you won't do bajillion points of damage.
As long as we can save your head.
And with it, my power.
We will add you to our new Flesh Golem army.
24 points of damage and you are knocked prone.
Ow.
What did you say?
That's a lot.
24 points of damage and you are knocked prone.
Ouch. That's a waste.
Oh my god.
How much?
Does it
24?
Plus the 7 plus the 5, so...
I'm bloodied.
Definitely consecrate.
And he literally brings down both fists and smashes you to the ground.
Okay.
Ow.
I'm bloody.
Ella, you are up. Mm. And Beric is, sadly, kind of
not
standing in the way.
Down.
No, I'm
laying down
I'm
in the way.
Laying down
laying
in the
down.
Way, and as long as you move through my square, it's not going to be a problem.
All right.
Sure.
Maybe I will be wearing this.
It's
Jim comes down wearing somebody else's skin.
Whoa!
Even better, if you cut some wing holes.
All right, so how far?
You know that owl? All you need to do, get a knife.
how far how far down is it again?
It is a total of about 30 feet.
So it's six spaces. Okay. All right, because I only have a movement of four.
Well, he has a reach. Two.
All right, well, 20 gets to the top of the hole.
You could probably see him.
What's range on, like, consecrate ground?
Might have cover.
Consecrate ground originates from...
With the reach of two, he's basically swing up to two squares away from him. Which, if you go down 20 feet on the ladder, he would be able to hit you.
He's still with you. Actually, like, a majority of my power originates from me.
If we keep marking him and whatnot, it's not going to...
All right, so I'm going to get to the... I'm going to go ahead and go down as far as I can.
Okay. Are you going to... Because 20 feet will get you to within 10 feet of the floor. Are you still going to keep moving?
No. Okay. I'm going to stay there.
You're going to hang on the line?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I'm awesome like that.
Okay. I'm sure Tim and Gwen will have absolutely no problem moving around.
It'll be fine. I'm gonna go ahead.
Okay.
I'm gonna go ahead and cast Shield of Faith. Faith. It's a close burst 5.
Okay, that should hit
everybody.
Yeah, sure.
Because it should hit everybody above me, and it should hit everybody in the room. So that gives everyone a +2 to their AC. And I'm going to go ahead and burn an action point. Oh, no. I lie. I'm not going to burn an action point.
Don't believe you can burn an action point. You don't have one to burn.
You rest.
Actually, rest.
You take a full rest.
Yes. So
we have one now?
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. I don't need to. I lie. I don't need to. I'm just going to go ahead and cast Healing Word. It's a minor action. On Beric.
Tolus, Arcana Evolved, and the Knight of Dissolution are copyright Monty J. Cook, all rights reserved, and are used with permission. Music used herein is copyright Martian Love Secrets and is used with permission, and Dungeons & Dragons is copyright Wizards of the Coast, all rights reserved. For more information on the recording and the copyrighted material contained within, please visit our website at www.canadiancrusaders.com. This has been a Thousand Monkeys production, and content is released under a Creative Commons non-commercial, no-derivatives, share-alike 3.0 United States license, all rights reserved. This is the Vorpal Network.